And I'm...
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine, according to the vice president's office. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaker Mike Johnson wants to take Attorney General Merrick Garland to court for audio of U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican legal efforts to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Joe Biden's special counsel audio interview. The legal effort follows the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge. Johnson called the refusal sadly predictable. Republicans have demanded the audio of the special counsel's interview of the president about improper retention of classified documents. A transcript was handed over. Garland has said releasing the audio could jeopardize future sensitive investigations. Norman Hall, Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of the capital as protests sweep across Brazil in opposition to a bill that would further criminalize abortions. If passed, the law would equate the termination of a pregnancy after 22 weeks with homicide. The bill, proposed by conservative lawmakers and heading for a vote in the lower house, would also apply in cases of rape. Critics say those who seek an abortion so late are mostly child rape victims, as their pregnancies tend to be detected later. To rally opposition, rights groups created the, quote, "A Child Is Not a Mother" campaign that has flooded social media. The lack of laws governing digital currencies has slowed their expansion in the United States. Cryptocurrency investors are encouraged that the U.S. House of Representatives is considering a new legal framework for electronic money. VOA's Dina Mitchell reports.
Digital currencies were on their way up until cyber attacks in recent years caused many investors to lose billions of dollars. Now, cryptocurrency experts say digital currency is ready for a rebound, thanks in part to congressional action to regulate digital asset market. Matthew Graham is managing partner of the emerging technologies venture capital firm Rise Labs. At a recent crypto conference in Texas, he said the United States is trailing the world in digital currency and should not presume that the standard for most electronic money will continue to be U.S. dollars. If Senator do not take up the House digital currency legislation in this election year, it may be up to the next president to shape cryptocurrency's future in the United States. Dina Mitchell, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
The Rome LGBTQ Pride Parade has celebrated its 30th anniversary as tens of thousands of people in brightly colored outfits marched through the streets of Rome. They waved banners, danced, and sang Saturday as they marked LGBTQ plus rights and poked fun at Pope Francis. Many of the signs and banners at the parade made fun over a recent comment made by the pontiff. The Pope had to issue an apology last month after Italian media quoted unnamed bishops saying that Francis jokingly used a homophobic term while speaking in an Italian in Italian during a meeting. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.